Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. I want to just pop a quick email in here. We are this lady's birthday shout-out central. Good fine Friday morning to you wonderful people. This is Danny again, writing to not only thank you for the birthday shout-out last Monday, but to ask for another birthday shout-out to my youngest son, Ryan, who is turning 14 today.
Ryan,
happy birthday. Yes, this is the second year in a row that we're celebrating birthdays quarantine style. He's got a long day of watching movies planned ahead for us. Wonder what he's picking. 14-year-olds, terrible taste in movies. And again, thanks for being on the air. That's from Danny. So thank you for writing us. If you want to send us an email, and really, if you've got sort of a long-form thing you want to say to us, you can send it to Sarah or Vinny at RadioAlice.com. Because the texts, they get all broken up. They're hard. It's difficult. You know, poor Vinny is like looking. He's like, oh, God, that ended. Oh, it's on the next. Oh, something else just jumped in here. So, Danny, thank you for your email. And it's a good reminder that if you have something to say, you can always say it via email.
The Radio Alice Report.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by Explore Butte County. Hike the top 35 trails in Butte County. Download the Hike Butte CA Pass at explorebuttecounty.com/hike. Hike the trails, win swag. That's explorebuttecounty.com.
That all sounds great. Mm-hmm. Exploring things and having fun.
Getting out there.
Yeah.
Oh, speaking of the weather, should be really nice. We'll call it partly sunny everywhere.
All right.
You know how the
awesome.
Bay Area's got all kinds of all every different possible thing.
Yep.
So to cover everybody's weather, it's going to be partly sunny and nice all weekend long.
Everywhere. Fantastic.
Enjoy.
I love it.
This is my favorite story.
Tell me.
It's crazy.
Your favorite story.
It's my favorite story. I'm going to lead with it because it's my favorite story. It's so right. fun. So this is goes back to 1965.
Oh, boy. Wow.
There's a 75-year-old guy named Brian Robson who lives in the U.K., back in 65, when he was 19, he got a job working with a railroad company in Melbourne, Australia.
Okay.
They flew him out to the job, but he was homesick and he hated it. He was 19. You can imagine one of your 19-year-old boys being in another country, working hard.
I got to go home.
Right. I don't.
Right.
I'm out of here.
Yeah.
So, unfortunately for him, he couldn't quit because he'd signed a 2-year contract. They flew him out there.
Right,
he was
sure
contractually obligated to work the railroad.
Suck it up, son.
His flight home would have cost him around $950, and he was making $55 a week.
Oh, boy. The old days.
So he came up with a plan.
Uh-oh.
Our dude, Brian Robson, 19 years old, from the U.K., working in Australia, Melbourne to be exact, he came up with a scheme with his two buddies at the job to mail him home in a wooden crate.
Oh my God, no.
That's
no.
What a brilliant
exactly
idea.
What
that's
they
how
did.
Desperate this kid is. You're telling me they put him on a shipping container and he expected to live for the weeks and weeks. Okay.
He wound up getting shipped around for 5 days, and he said he was passing in and out of consciousness during all of this. Then, finally, a worker looked through a hole in the crate and saw a human being in there. They got him out.
saved his life.
To his surprise, he was in Los Angeles.
Oh.
He'd been shipped to the wrong place. After U.S. officials figured out that this guy isn't a threat, Pan Am flew him home, so...
Oh.
So he's
wind up getting home, and now it's been 55 years.
And he's become a 75-year-old guy who wrote a book to tell a story. Oh. So that's something that's going to be out there that you'll be able to read about. He says, now that he's releasing his book about what he did, he's trying to track down the two guys who shipped him. He says,
they screwed
quote,
him over.
We were very good friends, but only for about 3 months.
Mm.
I'd love to find him again and talk about our adventure.
And why they shipped me to Los Angeles instead of the UK.
Well, I don't know where that went wrong, but he's lucky to have lived.
He certainly is. And when you really think about, I mean, England and Australia are almost as far away as you can get on the planet. I mean, that's got to be 10,000 miles. Like, it's, you know... It just seems like there's no fast way to get there via boat, which is what I assume we're talking about here, right? On a ship.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know what. I don't even know. I can't believe he did that.
I can't believe he survived.
He got nailed in to a crate and then.
And by the grace of God, somebody looked through a peephole. He wasn't two cartons back in this pile of luggage.
PayPal.
They found a PayPal. it's quite a fantastic story.
So that's a book that might be a decent read.
Yeah,
I've got pictures of the guy and the crate here. Let's look at this.
Oh, you do?
So this is from 1965.
So this is him now.
Okay.
Older dude.
Yeah.
I guess this is when he was released.
Oh, he looks happy to be out of the box, I'll tell you.
And that's
there's
his
the
box.
Crate. Wow.
See how big that box is.
That's horrible.
So did they have like what, a bucket in there and some water and food? Like, I don't understand how this guy expected to live all this time. Maybe the guy only looked through the peepo because he could smell the stank coming out of there.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know what to say about that. That's one of those things where you just, I mean, how many stories did we not hear about? If this guy did that and pulled it off,
yes.
How many times did someone not pull it off?
And
yikes.
Their crate is, no one comes to claim it, and it just sits there with a desiccated body in it.
Right.
Oh, my God. That's not a yay.
A woman named Ayanna Williams from Houston has the Guinness World Record for the longest fingernails. Total of 24 feet, 7 inches. She has grown her fingernails for 30 years, everybody.
Oh, my God. So she can't do anything
else.
It's
pretty intense.
Handicapped by her fingernails.
She just decided it was time to say goodbye to the nails. So
finally,
a dermatologist cut them off with an electric rotary tool.
Look.
They're disgusting.
Okay.
I watched the video of them cutting it off. I don't know why I did that, but.
Because you're into that kind of thing.
Yeah.
So are you saying the total of all the fingernails is 24 feet?
Yes.
Okay.
It's 24
feet,
7
inches.
They're
not like curled into a 24-foot curl.
And they're painted too.
Like, oh, yeah. No, they're pink.
Yeah.
This is...
And you know what I remember? They do curl, but what I remember about the Guinness Book of Records photo of the longest nails, they curled, curled into themselves.
Yeah. Yep.
These are straight.
They are.
So
they're,
I don't
well,
know...
Well, they're curved, but it's a big, generous arc. Like.
Right. So she's saying that... she's free.
Yeah.
One of the biggest things.
30 years later.
All these years later is now she can take care of her.
She can wipe herself.
That's.
She can get her clothes on and off.
Find a delicate way to put
that. She can feed
it.
Like, there's no place where you can get your arm far enough away that you can put food into your mouth with nails that long.
Like, do you guys want to see the footage?
Yeah, I want to see it.
You do?
This is her getting her nails cut off. That's not it. Stop it. It's a funny visual joke, but then it's a visual joke. He just put up Dumb and Dumber.
It's not a visual. They can hear the sound of the machine.
Oh,
that was
he
dumb
did that
dumber.
Just for our benefit. sparks are flying off those toenails.
Anyway.
I'm like, oh, they started with their toenails. Yeah, that is... That's a world record that is best left to other people.
Yeah, you know, what I think of is that that's one of those things after they're off that you would say to yourself,
I wasted 30 years of my life.
All that time, and I got what? My name in some book no one looks at anymore?
How do you even get clothes on and off? Like, do you have to just do, like, Velcro straps everywhere on every article of clothing you're using? It's ridiculous. Right. You can't dress yourself. You can't clean yourself. You can't feed yourself. You can't be on social media, that's for sure. You can't get that phone anywhere near your face.
Yeah. No,
oh, my
that's
God.
That's not...
Amazing.
That's not a record you want,
no.
I don't think.
You probably sabered off several people's heads that you don't even realize you did.
Hopefully the record just stands and everybody coming up today says, you know what, keep that. Doesn't look like it's worth it.
Even like the Billie Eilish style ones, or Nicole even sometimes has nails that are so long. Hold your nails up right now. Oh, they're not bad right now. They're really short right now. But, yeah, you know, you see Billie Eilish, I go, how you, you know, that's if you go to just scratch your butt, you could end up with a laceration.
I sure do like your pillow knuckles, though. They are very soft looking.
They do look so soft. She's got like the most coziest hands.
They can do little, damage, though.
Little plump hands that are just like, she punches you and it's like, ooh, a pillow. Ooh, another pillow. Ooh, a pillow.
Oh, I just fell asleep. That was nice.
She punched me to sleep.
I thought this was an important story to read to you guys, so I'll do it real quick. Medical debt is a real issue for a lot of people.
Yeah.
I certainly have my share of medical bills, and I have insurance, but it's a thing. A recent study by LendingTree found that if you try to challenge a medical bill, there's a very good chance you'll be successful.
Really?
Very good. 93% of people who've tried to negotiate a bill either had it reduced to a lesser amount or dropped altogether.
Wow.
Let me repeat that. Over 90% of people who challenge or negotiate a bill get the help they need.
That's great.
It's a big deal.
People do need to know that because, honestly, it cripples families. It cripples you.
One in three, one in three said they asked for specific things to be removed from their bill, and one in four just asked for a flat-out reduction. Just please lower this bill. I can't pay it,
right,
and I want to pay you. And it's such, you know...
Some money's better than no money.
I deal with this in my house. I do the bills and the stuff, and I often just pay it because I can't even get through the medical bill. Right. I just go, okay, I guess I just got to pay this because I don't know. Yikes. One of the bills we got early, not this year, last year, my daughter went to the hospital. You remember that?
Yep.
Mm-hmm. And when we left, they said there's going to be... After insurance, you're going to have over a $2,000 bill. And I was like, great. All right. Well, send me the bill, please. Never got it. Months are passing now.
Okay.
And I'm like, look, I got a budget for this crap. I can't just cut you a $2,000 check in the middle of my bills. So,
right. So
I call them. I'm like, hey, can you guys send me the bill, please? It's been 6 months. Oh, yeah. You never. Oh, okay. We'll send that. 6 more months pass. And then I finally get a bill from these people. And of course, I paid it. But I just thought.
You had to hunt down your own bill.
I asked for it three times.
You shouldn't have asked for it.
Still didn't get it.
You shouldn't have asked for it. You should just,
let it slip
out of your mind.
Business.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
This doctoring and insurance.
It is.
And,
but they get it. You know, the thing is, a lot of times, you know, they're hoping to get through the insurance, everything that they need. And.
But if you don't chase you might go into collections or something, if you know.
Well, then you get the call, and then you could fight the whole thing and maybe get the whole thing dropped. I mean, 90% of people get, you know, big reductions or get the whole thing dropped.
I'll tell you. Well, anyway, the most common things that lead to these big bills include emergency room visits, doctor visits, emergency surgery, having a baby, having dental bills you can't cover up front. These are all.
Yeah.
Major reasons why you're sitting there with medical debt. Hello.
It can take a family that's struggling out just to poverty.
Yeah.
You know, you're already struggling and now you've got cancer. Cancer is $1 million minimum.
Oh, and by the way, look, don't take advice from me, but I'm going to give you some anyway.
You know what you should do? Go ahead.
You know what you should do? If you can get yourself to the doctor or hospital without an ambulance, do. Because an ambulance costs, you won't believe it. you really won't believe what.
And didn't you say it goes direct to collections because they have such a hard time collecting that giant thing?
They don't even try to send
you. They don't
you
just send
that,
you a bill.
That is the bill. Right. A collections agency comes to you with the bill. Like they don't even send you a bill. We're here to collect, and you're
or your credit's ruined.
Jesus, gnarly. Our text number is 800-400-3. Oh, I wanted to do some science news. Can I
do science,
that?
Science.
Or
yeah,
too
do
late?
It. No, we've got plenty of time. We give, you can do all the text next break. Give me some science.
Crap. Oh, and I got some fast facts, too. Listen to this fast fact.
I'm ready.
There have been 9 songs that were number one hits for 2 different artists. The most recent was Lady Marmalade.
Oh,
which
yeah,
was number
yeah.
one for LaBelle in 1975 and for Christina Aguilera, Lil' Kim, Maya, and Pink in 01.
That's such neat, a good right? song. God, I love that tune.
I like it too. Carrots.
Yeah.
Oh, do we got it? You gonna play that?
Yeah.
You want to play the original? Is that LaBelle you said?
Yeah, LaBelle.
No, don't play. Oh,
no,
you,
that's
you, a,
you don't have to. That's fine. That's.
Yeah. As soon as I start playing it, though, you sing along with it. Don't play it. It's fine.
So good.
Carrots were originally several colors, and the most common one was purple. But Dutch farmers in the 16th century bred red and yellow carrots to make orange ones since it was their royal color.
Oh. You know, now you can get the purple. They've brought them back, all the old colors.
Mm. But the orange carrot is
Dutch. The unnatural one. How funny. Not I. I love carrots.
It takes 248 years. Oh, this is, sorry, this is, now I'm on my science stories.
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
It takes 248 years for Pluto to orbit the sun.
Wow.
That means between the time Pluto was discovered in 1930, named a planet, and then eventually declassified and demoted to dwarf planet in 06, it didn't even make it halfway through one orbit. Pluto.
Wow.
Hello. Huh.
That's amazing.
It's interesting.
A study in Boston.
Oh, Boston. Boston strong.
Found redheads might have a higher pain tolerance because of a mutation in their skin cells that also makes them more susceptible to sunburns.
Oh.
Fire crotch.
It's good to be a fire crotch. Nothing hurts. Yeah, you can't hurt me. I'm a fire crotch.
Well, why would I want to? You're all freckly and cute.
Don't you want to spank me?
Yeah.
I'm a bad girl.
All right. I will.
Well, absolutely. You better hit me. Ah, you better hit me hard. Mm, because I can't. I can take it. He's going to take a lot to get me hard, sad.
What? You what?
I don't
what
know.
What did you just say?
I don't know.
We got to go.
Hot. I was going to say hot.
I'll read your
hot.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.